Robert Altman's movies almost always place big stars in relatively small roles. That's because Altman likes to make ensemble films, Nashville, MASH, Shortcuts, for instance, where he can take the pulse of a whole community rather than concentrate on just one or two characters. His latest film, Gosford Park, is set in 1930s Britain and allows him to take the pulse of two communities at once. Bob Mondello says the film is what you might call an upstairs-downstairs murder mystery.
Sir William and Lady Sylvia are having a hunting weekend in their country manor, and they've invited the usual assortment of squabbling relatives and hangers-on. Ivor Novello, the 30s composer and matinee idol, has been asked, though he, of course, is expected to sing for his supper.
Innocence and peace are there.
Do you think he'll be as long as usual?
All is good that is desired.
That's what's going on upstairs in the drawing room. Downstairs, there's barely controlled chaos as the servants try to sort out responsibilities and luggage.
These are the guns. Where's the gun room?
Down there on the right. Find Mr. Stuck, the keeper, in there. He'll show you what to do.
I know what to do.
To keep everyone's assignments straight, servants are referred to by the names of their employers, which grates a bit since most of them can barely conceal the contempt they feel for the folks they wait on. Nearly everyone downstairs would like to do in someone upstairs, but then most of the folks upstairs would like to do in each other. That makes this hunting weekend a perfect outing for an American guest, a filmmaker who's treated by the others more or less as a visiting barbarian.
Mr. Weissman.
Yes.
Tell us about the film you're going to make.
Oh, sure. It's called Charlie Chan in London. It's a detective story.
Set in London?
Well, not really. Most of it takes place at a shooting party in a country house, sort of like this one, actually. Murder in the middle of the night, a lot of guests for the weekend, everyone's a suspect, you know, that sort of thing.
How horrid. And who turns out to have done it?
Oh, I couldn't tell you that. It would spoil it for you.
Oh, but none of us will see it.
That's Maggie Smith as the Countess of Trentham, who becomes ever so slightly nonplussed when there's an actual murder on the estate. She's part of a cast that director Robert Altman recruited mostly from British acting royalty. Alan Bates, Derek Jacobi, Michael Gambon, Helen Mirren, Kristen Scott Thomas, Emily Watson, and on and on. They're all delicious, though there are so many of them that some performers barely have time to make an individual impression. Altman doesn't usually go in for the Merchant Ivory look. He's so American, and these folks are so British. But he proves perfectly comfortable in a world where the table settings are practically characters. Of course, he's still up to his usual tricks of overlapping dialogue and tricky intercutting between scenes, and if his class-conscious approach to the mystery makes him seem almost unconcerned about who actually done it, he's still breathing fresh life into a form Agatha Christie once cornered the market on. That's a pretty modest aim for a director of Altman's gifts, but when social satire is as snappy as it is in Gosford Park, it's hard to see the point of asking for more. I'm Bob Mondello.